Welcome to episode 8.
We have lots of Alexander questions from our listeners. So I say we jump right in here, Catherine.
I say let's go for it.
Okay, our first question, it's actually a question slash comment. A person feeling that I was kind of sharing other people's work. So let's start there. Let me sort of reiterate what I said in episode 1, that the words I have and the words that I'm sharing are not a revelation. These are my personal experiences that I'm sharing with you. So I am not trying to, you know, walk over anybody's work or do anything like that. I'm only sharing my own personal experience and my experience with Clovistia. At times, I may be sharing somebody else's stuff because that's what she's telling me, but I'm not trying to share or copy anybody. These are just her words that she has shared with me. Everything that I share with you really is from my own personal experience. I live in this spiritual world that is ever-changing. And these are not things that I have read before because she rarely allows me to read anything. Catherine can vouch for that. My producer, Charlie, here can vouch for that. And truly, it is my own experience. So I apologize to anybody that may feel that way or may feel that I might have overstepped or stepped on or stepped beside. Or additionally, you know, I'm not trying to be better than anybody else. It's not a competition. I don't see it as a competition. It's not a race. Others have their own thoughts and opinions, which may or may not be similar to Clovistia. I guess it's all in the way that you look at the beginning and the end of it. So that's just it. I want to take a minute to clarify that.
And I'd like to say something about that, too. First of all, what the listeners need to know is there is no such thing as original information on the planet. This information has been out there in the ethers and has been channeled forth in many different ways, many different times. So, of course, everybody is sounding like everyone else. But I'll tell you one thing. I can vouch for Grace about not reading anything because all the things I've sent her, she says, Clovistia says, nope, I can't read it. So that has been my personal experience in regards to Clo and Grace is like, what? You can't read this? Come on, you know? So she is definitely in her own little world with Clo and bringing forth her own authentic nature and her words with this. And of course, we're all humans. We all come from the same place. So yes, we're going to use some of the same words. That's just how it is. So thanks for the question, because that helps to bring a lot of clarity to the podcast.
I agree. Excellent question. I want to take just a couple of seconds here as well to introduce our actual producer. He sits in the background here all the time, and his name is Charlie. And to be honest, when we started our podcast, we were clueless. We didn't know who to call. We didn't know what to do. We had made some calls to certain people that were supposed to help us. And then they saw the content and it caused them to shy away and decide that's not content they were comfortable with. Our listeners may have experienced that in their own personal lives, that you want to share something with somebody and then you end up maybe losing a friend or losing a relationship. So we experienced that a whole bunch at the beginning of this, and I began to really dread opening my email because I didn't know who I was going to have each day as we were trying to put it together. But one day, this young IT professional knocked on my door and was willing to kind of step into our world. on one hand, I feel sorry for him because he didn't know. He didn't know anything about us. He didn't know anything about Chloe. Maybe this was for the better at the beginning. But I would like to introduce our producer. This is Charlie, who makes everything happen in the background.
Yay, Charlie!
Well, thank you for putting me on the spot, Grace. So, as you all heard, I am Charlie, the producer, the one that is always hiding in the background. And I just want to say that I am really thankful to be a part of this podcast.
Okay, I just want to thank Charlie for one, his patience and dealing with the two of us who've never done anything like this before. His own learning curve. If he didn't know an answer, man, he found out real quick. So he had no problem looking for assistance. And his ability to hang in there and learn something new and go on the roller coaster ride with us. So I am really honored and proud of Charlie for the work that he's done and that he is with us. So thank you, Charlie.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We cannot give him enough credit here.
I can see him blushing in the camera.
I know. Where did he go? Talk about being in the shadows. Come on out, Charlie. Not as easy as it looks, folks. It really isn't. And, you know, I have to say that Charlie, coming from an experience that was not particularly spiritual in nature, he kind of shared with me that he didn't think of it one way or the other. So he didn't have a positive or a negative. So he was kind of a blank slate when we started sharing things with him. So talking about Charlie, as I mentioned, I'm sort of in a spiritual world and I don't know from day to day sort of how things will change. Charlie had a bit of a spiritual experience while he was editing our stuff. And he was editing Alexander. And his wife was in the room with him. So she was sort of following along as wives do to see what he was up to. And as they were having the Alexander experience, his wife began to cry. And she expressed that the queen had betrayed Alexander. And it had a big emotional impact on her. Charlie found himself looking around like, what the heck is going on with my wife? And towards the end of the Alexander experience, I had asked him if he could check with his wife and see if she had any questions or anything. I had discovered, as we've been going through this season, that I began to rely on her more and more. He would take stuff home and first thing I would say is, tell me what your wife says. And I didn't know where that was coming from, but for some reason, I was putting a great value on her opinion. So when we got to this point and I said to him, does she have any questions? She had a question. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, she did have a question. It wasn't so much in regards to Alexander exactly. It was more like a question about the spiritual meeting that you had before. Her question was, during the spiritual meeting, you said you recognized some of the angels. Can you talk about that? Or did you recognize any of them?
And I thought to myself, what the heck memory is this woman having about my spiritual meeting with Alexander? So I had to think about that just for a minute, because this kind of stuff doesn't come out of the blue, folks. And I thought, okay, hold on. Let me just process this a little bit myself. So later in the day, my spiritual group had a question for Charlie, and I took him aside and I say, when you go home tonight with your wife, I want you to ask her a question, but I don't want her to edit the incoming information. So I want her mind to be a blank slate. Tell her, don't think of anything. I need the first thing that comes into her mind. Okay, so if the first thing that comes into her mind is a color, tell me the color. If it's a smell, tell me the smell. If it's a word or something, just don't edit the incoming information. Because I'm going to tell you a word, and I want her really raw reaction. And I told him the word is Martinique. And Charlie himself was like, oh, okay, Martinique. Okay. And so he went home. And at the right time, he sat with his wife and gave her the question. First, he did the same thing. He said, first thing that comes into your mind, don't edit any of the incoming information. Be really specific with that. This is the word. Initially, she just kind of looked around. Her eyes kind of darted back and forth. And then she began to cry. Because Martinique meant something to her the same as Martinique means something to me. And I was just, oh my God. And I said, did she say anything else? Because I don't want to give her the answer. I want her to realize the answer herself. And so now I'm sort of waiting to see what veil of awareness might be lifted for her. Because she was there. She was at my spiritual meeting. She was one of the angels that was there. And she knew that when she heard it, it resonated in her. The frequency made sense to her. And that's just amazing. And so I'm interested as the time goes on, if Charlie's wife becomes even more aware than she's already aware. There's already things that are happening in her mind that this is all brand new to her too. When she met Charlie, she had no idea that Charlie was going to bring home Clovistia. She had no idea or opinion about spirituality or religion or anything one way or the other. So kind of trying to take it slow with her. As well as Charlie, who's sort of in the fast lane by definition. But we'll see as time goes on what else that Martinique remembers.
I find that this whole thing is interesting. You know, I've done group past life therapies before. And it's been interesting to see how sometimes the people who have come together in a group end up saying, oh, you were in my past life, or you were in my past life. You know, I know you. You used to be my sister. And they have such amazing experiences. These were people who had never done past life therapy before or past life regressions. And I was just testing the waters to see how it would go and how they connected and were able to kind of support each other on this new spiritual journey. And so with Martinique, it's going to be interesting to see how she continues to unfold.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Sort of in connection with that, we did have a variety of emails associated with my spiritual home team. So I want to share something with you that I use every day. And I hope that it has as big of a benefit for you as it has for me, because I didn't know how to do this until Catherine was kind enough to share it with me. And now I use it every day, all the time. I'm always looking for guidance from my spiritual home team. So I want you to look around yourself, and I want you to look at an electrical outlet. So part of it is the socket and part of it is the plug. The socket is going to be the question and the plug is going to be the yes or no answer. So for me, my outlet socket, you could call it a socket too or an outlet. Mine, I visualize it as big. Mine's about 3 foot in diameter. It's a big bugger. I don't want any.
Well, you got a big home team there, girl.
And I don't want to get it wrong. Okay. I'm an overachiever. And the question is the plug. So it's yes or no. So if it plugs in and if it stays plugged in, it's a yes. If it falls out, it's a no. So I was trying to understand a bit about my spiritual team. And Catherine taught me this method of yes or no. I said, do I have one person that is my team? Maybe there's only one. And I plugged it in and it fell out. No, answer is no. Okay. So Catherine was helping me. She said, try it again. I said, two, plug it in, falls out. No. Oh gosh, I have more than one. Plug it in, three, falls out. Oh my gosh. I do actually have a home team here. Four, no. Five, yes. I have five angels that are with me, my mentors, my guides. I don't even know anything about these. And Catherine said, why don't you ask them? Oh boy. Talking to the home team was a whole nother experience. So I said, is there one of you that's the leader? Plug it in. Answer was yes. Okay, so I have a ringleader. Okay. Who are you? I felt like she was female. And then I said, what is your name? And amazingly, the answer was Marie. And I could see that kind of in my mind. And I was really careful not to edit that so that I don't make it some other name or change it at all. So now I had Marie, so at least I knew the person to direct my questions and answers at. And she's been brave enough to stay with me all this period of time. She never left. And so she's the one that is the voice kind of in my head more so than the others. Although I will say that I have one that's with me. He's a male and he's like a wisecracker. So he's the sarcastic voice. I admit to being sarcastic, okay? But he just sort of encourages the sarcasm a little bit. And some of the others are, you know, more in the shadows. I don't know them quite as well. But I will share for a second that I had a guide that was with me when I first learned about this. And this particular guide was like my heart. And I relied on him and I would ask him questions. I always ask Marie questions, but this was different. This relationship with him was very, very different. And he was really kind of on my side. He was the one that always would be on my side. You know, they talk about the angel on one side and the devil on the other shoulder. Well, this was the person in my side. If somebody said something to me that I didn't think was right, he would say, that's right. That was wrong. That shouldn't have happened. And I relied on him so much. But I woke up one day and he was sort of there, like in front of my mind. I don't know if any of you listeners have ever had that where there's a question or something in front of your mind and you just can't shove it aside. You can't get it out of your mind. That was him. And he said, I've got to leave. And I said, leave as in be back tomorrow? And he said, no, I've got my own lives to live. I've got to go. Oh my gosh. It was like tearing apart my family when he decided to leave. And I fought against it for about a week. And then finally he said, no, really, I have to go. I'm going to be born in a couple of days and I've got to go. And he left. And it took me time after that and working with Catherine to kind of put my team back together again. I felt like my star player has walked off the field and now I'm there. Not that I don't love the rest of you, especially Marie. But, it was a loss. It was a spiritual loss for me when he had to go and live his own lives.
One of the things that, and this is how I look at it, Grace, you may not look at it this way. As I have evolved in my own spiritual awareness, what I have come to learn is our, she calls it her group, I call it my committee. Same thing. They are all aspects of various parts of our cellular history of our group. They are all us in different forms. We are not just one being. Our soul is so huge. Think of the sun and all the rays coming off the sun. Well, our soul looks like the sun, only larger, and it has all these rays of itself shooting off into all these dimensions of time. And so these are all aspects of, this was a piece of Grace's soul who said, hey, it's time for me to go back to Earth and be reborn again. And she felt that leaving, you know, when you felt him leave, Gracie, you felt like you were losing a piece of yourself, because it was a piece of yourself, only you weren't losing it. It was just getting reborn. So this is why plugging into your group, is very, It's an excellent idea, because you get to meet all these other aspects of yourself. Some of them are good. Some of them still need healing. Some of them still need a lot of work. But, you know, when you ask for the ones who are your helpers to be there for your particular thing you're looking for help with, they will show up because you have commanded them forward, and they're you. So, of course, they're going to be there.
I appreciate that explanation. It doesn't dull the loss, but I appreciate
right?
that.
Right? Yeah. Right? Yeah, for sure. I get it. Yeah.
You know, Alexander had his own spiritual home team, and that did kind of affect him. And I have a feeling that Martinique really kind of participated in some of those decisions that he was making. And I don't know yet, but I just have to wait and find out if she kind of feels maybe potentially bad at the outcome because she was part of the decision process. So I think that one other question sort of kind of comes to mind, maybe, which is maybe Alexander needs some more spiritual therapy before we kind of put him away. You know, I kind of take this past life out and I have interacted with him, but really I need to sort of finish up and sort of put him back into his box, because his emotions and his vulnerability and aspects of him is something that cannot be with me on a regular basis.
Right. Right.
You know, listeners, I just realized that we have had about 30 minutes pass here, and we're going to go ahead and continue this episode over to episode 9, which is going to be more question and answers about not only Alexander, but other spiritual ideas that we have today. I will see you over there. Thank you to all of our listeners. If you have enjoyed our frequency journey today, please share it with your family and friends. Make sure to visit us at clovistia.com, or you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook, where we have about 1 million followers over there. Until next time, please share your frequency.